Baie baie dankie Nicoline. Awesome, om julle te sien vanoggend. Julle is so bly om my te sien, is wat ek is om julle te sien. En die rest, just get over it. Turn to somebody next to you and just high five them. Somebody next to you, high five them. Is it? There's something special about human touch, isn't it? Amen. So lekker om hier mense rand mekaar aan hierso. If you're visiting for the first time, just don't let that put you off. We're actually peaceful people. Ons rand mekaar nie gewoonlik aan nie. I'm so excited to have you here this morning. It's great to have you here. This is our annual biker blessing run. What we do is we take time aside to pray specifically over people, ask God to keep us safe on our bikes, in our cars or whatever. But the truth of the matter is that if you come to the Lord in faith, every time you come with expectancy, a verwachting in your heart, God's going to bless you. Amen? He meets us at our point of need. But, Nitamin, for those of you that come to church once a year, it's great to have you here. Hallelujah. Let's give them a round of applause. Okay. Those of you that aren't clapping, you probably think you come to church more than once a year, but you are here. That's fine. It's great to have you here, guys. I'm excited. Just to give you some heads up as to what's happening next week, we started a series on financial fruitfulness. It'll help you experience a breakthrough in your life. So if you're going through, as jy issues het met geld, geldsake het, probleme jy, worry oor geld, die min wat jy het, wat jy gaan verloor, dat jy nie genoeg het nie, I encourage you, please, it'll be our third week. Your life will never ever be the same again. God has given us a written guarantee that if you apply what he teaches to your life financially, your life will never ever be the same. Dis nie 'n reeks preke oor hoe om geld te gee nie. Dit gaan nie oor dat ek hierso gaan staan vir 30 minute en jou arm draai om geld te gee. It's not about giving of your finances, it's about worshiping God with your wealth. And God will promise you a blessing in your financial life will never ever be the same again. So if you haven't been part of the series, I want to encourage you, you can go onto our website, you can catch up on the last two services. But next week we're going to continue with that. Maar vandag gaan ons nie oor geld praat nie. Is julle bly daaroor? Yes, you're just laughing. You're so bly. Jy kan nie eens ja sê nie. Jy lag maar net. I want to talk to you about the blessing. What a blessing. And I'm not going to spend much time preaching this morning. We're going to get you guys to go out to your motorcycles and to your vehicles or whatever you want blessed this morning. We're going to go with you, give you a little sticker and pray with you. But I want to share the concept of blessing. The scripture speaks so much about blessing. And what we in this church, it's a care group church or a cell group or a life connect group or a small gear group or omgear group, whatever you want to call it. We get together in the week and we just do life with each other. We discuss stuff. And one of the questions that I listed there is, if I say to you blessing, what are the different forms that a blessing can take? Sometimes people have names called blessing. This is blessing and, yeah. Well, let me just leave it there. Sometimes people have names called blessings. Sometimes you get given a gift, and for you, that is a blessing. Sometimes somebody does something good for you, and jy aanskou dit as a blessing. That is for me a blessing. So there are various forms of blessing. But let's look at what the scripture says about blessings. There's several covenants in the scripture, and God is a God who loves covenants. He likes making covenants with his people. We know about the old covenant and the new covenant and the Davidic covenant and the Abrahamic covenant and the Mosaic covenant. What is all of this covenant stuff? It's basically where God, as ek het in hedendaagse taal kan gebruik, and I say, God saying like serious, like Struus Nellies Capellis, I'm serious about this. I'll make this covenant with you. And God loves covenants. I want to encourage you to think carefully and prayerfully before you enter into any covenant with God. Don't say, God, if you just get me out of this, I promise you, I'll only get wasted 3 times this week and not 7 times. Be careful before you enter into any kind of covenant with God, because God is a God of His Word. His Word is His bond, and He likes it when people keep covenant. Now, this particular covenant we're going to look at first, we're going to look at two this morning, is what's known as the Mosaic Covenant. Because God gave this covenant to his people through Moses at the time they were under Moses' leadership. So I'm just going to read this portion of scripture to you quickly. And it's from Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it starts off with an interesting word. And this word occurs three times in this passage. And that's the catch. It says, if you truly obey the Lord your God. Everybody say if with me. No, not if. 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 That's key. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commandments that I'm giving you today, the Lord God will set you high above, exalt you above all the nations of the world. Carry on. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in your towns and in the country. You will be blessed with many children and productive fields. You will be blessed with fertile herds and flocks. You will be blessed with baskets overflowing with fruit and with kneading bowls filled with bread. You will be blessed wherever you go, both in coming in and in going out, it probably says. No. The Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from one direction, but they will scatter from you in seven. The Lord will bless everything you do and will fill your storehouses with grain. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he's giving you. It sounds good, isn't it? But there's that if word. If you obey the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, the Lord will establish you and his holy people as he solemnly promised to do. Then all the nations of the world will see that you are a people claimed by the Lord, and they will stand in awe of you. And the Lord will give you an abundance of good things in the land he swore to give to your ancestors. Many children, numerous livestock, and abundant crops. The Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasury in the heavens to bless all the work you do. You will lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them. How many of you have had a call from Absa this week where Absa asks for a loan from you? If you listen to these commands of the Lord your God and carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will always have the upper hand. There's that word if again. In verse 14, you must not turn away from any of the commands I'm giving you today to follow after other gods and worship them. Now, as awesome as those promises are, that word if goes three times in that portion of scripture. And here's the challenge that we have with that this morning. It's because there's no promise in scripture that isn't with a condition. Every promise has a condition. Now, the Israelites don't have such a good track record with obeying the word of the Lord. So they, hulle daai if oorskry, oor en oor en oor. And guess what? Our track record is just the same. Our track record is just the same. Now the thing with that kind of covenant is, under the law, if you were guilty of one little thing, you were guilty of the whole law. So that Mosaic promise is cool. God was a blessing and blessing and blessing. If. So where does that leave us this morning? I think if we're all honest with ourselves this morning, there's not one of us that can say, Here, I could die if nie oorskry nie. If you do this, if you do that. Somewhere along the line, we've dropped the ball. Can you say amen? So where does that leave us? And God says, if you do these things, you're going to have these blessings. But if you don't, dit gaan nag wees. However, the good news that I want to share with you this morning is, the real blessing is that Jesus Christ came to fulfill a promise so that we could be part of that blessing. Now this type of covenant is known as a bilateral covenant. In other words, each party has to do their share. And if one party doesn't do their share, the whole covenant falls flat. And then we see in the Bible, there's something known as the Abrahamic covenant. The Abrahamic covenant is not bilateral, it's unilateral. It means that this covenant, one person makes this covenant, this promise, that no matter what happens, this is going to happen. And this is an exciting one. We see this in Genesis 12, verse 1 to 3. The scripture says, the Lord said to Abraham, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you, and I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on earth will be blessed through you. There's no conditions there. That word if doesn't occur in that covenant at all. The problem with the first covenant is it's conditional. It's got that word if. And God knows the condition of the human heart. So oulik is wat jy voel vir oggend, omdat jy nou kerk toe gekom het vandag, and as good as you think you've been this week, what's the real condition of our heart? If we're honest with ourselves, and we see what the scripture says. Jeremiah 17 and verse 9 says, the human heart is most deceitful and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? But that's not all. There's more. There's more. That's the condition of the human heart, and God has a remedy for that. And He promises this in Ezekiel 36:26. He says, and I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony heart, your stony, stubborn heart, and give you a tender, responsive heart. So there's this dude that had a little pig, and he got this little piglet, and he called it Babe. Hey, Babe. He had this little piglet, and he loved this piglet, but he saw other people had little lammerkies, they had little lambs, and he so wanted a little lamb, but all he had was a little pig. So he thought what he's going to do one day, he's going to take his little pig, and he's going to dress it up like a sheep. So he did his best to get the best sheep's wool, and he stuck it all over the sheep, over the pig, and he made it look like its face look like a sheep and stuff like that, and there was his little pig. Dressed like a little sheep, and he thought, that's it, I've now got a little sheep. And next morning when he woke up, sodra hy daai deur oopgemaak het, papi, wat het hy vark gemaak? He snyd a beeline to the mud, and he went and he rolled and he played in the mud and he eat the slops. Why? Because he could dress it up on the outside, but he couldn't change the fact that that pig still had a pig's heart. And that's why God sent Jesus, who then sent and promised the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit, so that our hearts could change. You see, I can dress all fancy on the outside. Christian this and Christian that. Maar wat gaan aan hier binnenin? In my mind, my thought patterns. If I had a little, like a cell phone display or a little screen on my forehead here, for people to see my thoughts at all times. Gerald, wat zijn die mense sien? Wat hier in my kopie aangaan? En in my hart, ja. As iemand my kwaad doen, I'm enjoying my scooter on the roadway and somebody does something in the traffic. A passenger vehicle. Kom ons noem het maar so. Does something. What's going to be displayed on that screen? You see, folks, God wants my heart changed. We've said this before. Oftentimes, people think that sin is the things that we do. The abuse of this, the abuse of that, the misbreak van die en die, and we think that's sin. Jesus Christ has already paid for all of that on the cross. God is no longer angry at our sin because hy weet al klaar van die goed wat jy nog nie gedoen het nie. He's got an issue with a condition, with a heart that continuously wants to sin. And that's what God wants to change. So we see this Mosaic covenant has these beautiful promises, but there's a condition. Then there's this Abrahamic covenant where God says, I'm going to do all of this, but there's no conditions. Now here's the deal. One of the ways they made a covenant was is they took an animal and they cut it in half and they sprinkled the blood, and the parties in the covenant would walk between the two pieces of the animal. Why they did it like that, I don't know. Maybe they didn't know about pinky swear or something. I don't know. Ek weet nie. But that's what they do. The two parties would walk between the two pieces of the animal. Something interesting happens at this part of the covenant. If you read this scripture here, what God goes on to say is that Abram was in a deep sleep. He was busy dossing. And God moved between the two pieces of the sacrificial animal. God was showing his commitment to this covenant. Abraham's busy fanging a doss. And God walks between the two pieces of the sacrificial animal, showing his commitment to this promise. And that's great. He's made this promise to Abraham. He says, you're going to be blessed, you're going to be famous, and the whole world is going to be blessed through you. Speak about the seed of Abraham and his child, Enkelvoud, from the lineage of Abraham. We get Jesus. And it's true in the world today. If you look at how the world, through amazing inventions, have been blessed by Jewish people, more Jewish people per capita have received Nobel Peace Prizes than any other culture on the planet. If it wasn't for Jewish people, you wouldn't have cell phones today. Hello. Let's just start there, and I'll leave it there. And then, the blessing that's coming upon the world through Christians. Through Christians, how Christians bless the people in the world. To most folks, they're a blessing. But here's the deal. Now, how do we become partakers of that covenant? See, God made that covenant with Abraham. And through faith, we can receive those same blessings. And here's the blessing. Galatians chapter 3, verse 10 to 14. It says, "But those who depend on the law to make them right with God are under his curse. For the scriptures say, 'Cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all his commands that are written in God's book of the law.' Consequently, it is clear that no one can ever be right with God by trying to keep the law." How many times you say, "Lord, I'm really not going to do that anymore." And before you wipe the sleep out of your eye, what have you done? You've done it again. So nobody can uphold the righteous requirement of the law by trying to keep the law. For the scripture says, it's through faith that a righteous person has life. How different from this way of faith is the way of law, which says, if you wish to find life by obeying the law, you must obey all of its commands. Verse 13. But Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law when he was hung on the cross. He took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it is written in the scriptures, "Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree." And verse 14. Through the work of Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles. There were the Jews and then everybody else. Answers everybody else. Is there anybody here this morning that is from actual Jewish descent? Not. Okay. God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham. And we Christians receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. So through the completed work of the cross of Jesus Christ, we're no longer subject to that Mosaic covenant where we have to keep these conditions. We can receive the promises that God gave through Abraham if we have faith that over 2,020 years ago, Jesus Christ hung on the cross and paid for our sins. How many of you would like to be a partaker of that covenant this morning? Well, you know that through what somebody else has done, you can receive the promise of the Father. And I'm done preaching, ladies and gentlemen. That's the good news that we'd like to leave with you this morning, is that through the completed work of the cross of Jesus Christ, we can receive the blessings, not because we deserve it, but because Jesus Christ has paid the price. What must we do then? Simply believe it. In your heart you can say, "I believe that there once was a man who's called Jesus, who claimed to be the Son of God, who said he's going to pay the price, who fulfilled what for thousands of years before his time said was going to happen. He came and fulfilled it. He died on the cross. His blood was shed. He rose again from the grave. And he said, if you believe in me, you can receive these promises too." So this morning, what we're going to do is, we're going to ask you, it's a good idea that we parked, I think all of the motorcycles managed to get under the shade, is it? Good. It's a good idea, sort of, that you parked under the shade. If you got a car and you're in the sun, that's fine. Also, vinnig bid vir jou, dat jy nie of what you can do is you can wait inside your car, let it idle with a fan or the aircon on, and when we get to you, you can switch it off. But we'd like you to go to your car, stand by your vehicle and stand by your motorcycle, and then the folks in the church, the CMA members and some other Bikers Church members are going to come to you, hand you a sticker, and we'd love to pray over you. Now, folks, my encouragement to you, there's a klein stickerkie hierdie jaar. It's heel wat kleiner as die vorige jare, and it says, "Blessed 2020. We pray that supernaturally, God will release his blessing upon you. Why do we want to be blessed? Well, we want to be safe. We want our vehicles to be mechanically sound. We want to be protected from harm and injury on the roads. And we pray that every time you see that little sticker, you will be reminded that because of what Jesus Christ has done, I can say, Lord, I can receive that blessing. God will bless me, not because I deserve it, but because Jesus Christ has paid the price for me to receive God's blessings. My bemoediging vir julle vanoggend is, moenie net daai ding aanskou net as 'n doodgewone plakkertjie. But every time you see that, remember that God wants to pour out His blessing on you. The scripture says that God delights in you being blessed. He delights in the prosperity of His people. Die Here kry lekker when you kry lekker. Is that okay? So this morning, we pray God's blessing upon every individual here this morning. We pray that through faith, that blessing will be released upon your life. And that you'll be reminded of God's goodness and His desire to pour His blessing out upon you. So practically, what we're going to do, we're going to close off with a song one more time. I'll ask the deep end to come and close off with us. We're going to pray a corporate blessing over you, pray the blessing over you. Then we ask if the CMA members can go outside so long, please, and just get ready to receive a sticker. And then once we pray to everybody, as quickly as possible, you can go to your motorcycles, go to your cars, and we'd love to come to you and just pray God's blessing over you. With ons gaan nie vir geld vra nie, dis vir niks, dis gratis. Maar ons het ook nie 'n probleem as jy geld wil. No, just kidding. Delete that part from the recording. We'd like to pray God's blessing over you at the end. So, would you stand with us as we